Knobcast, episode 14. We got some Q&As, I do some project updates, and to tell you about some dope games I've been playing. Let's get into it. Whoa, that's a wrap. We're across the finish line. That's it. Turbo Atoll is officially in my rear view mirror. I have finished. Got sent over to Jesse. He's got it sent over to his editor, and with any luck, it'll be sent to the printers any day now, which is awesome. I'm really excited to get this thing put in my hands, you know, as a physical book. So I'm also excited to see what people think about it, and hopefully they'll have as much fun reading it as I did drawing it. So, woohoo! Excellent. It feels really good to have that done. So I guess that brings us on to what's next. What are we going to work on next? Well, I've got a couple things in the works. Jesse said, of course, he's still interested in working on some stuff, not necessarily comic related, but, you know, other things. I have my good friend across the pond, Nine Finger Games, who is currently working on a 2D platform Metroidvania. He's gonna have me do a in-game comic for him, so he's hiring me on to do 8 pages that you can explore by playing his game. I think the way he has it set up is you find the panel, so you complete the page by finding the different lore around. Around his little 2D platform world, so I think that's kind of a fun bit for releasing information and lore about the world and stuff. So, get a sip of that bean juice. Yeah, I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be fun. It'll be interesting to approach. You know, we're gonna learn as we go, but it's gonna be a different kind of workflow, I feel like. So that'll be fun to kind of navigate and figure out as we go. It's not as tight of a deadline, so I'm gonna be kind of like working on that in between my own projects and you know, other things and commissions that come in through the pipeline. So I took a week off after doing Turbo Atoll, and you know, just kind of decompressing, spending time with family, getting things done around the house, that kind of stuff. But all the while, you know, taking a little time for myself, still drawing, still learning techniques and things like that, or just doing exercises in general. I've been doing filling up a new Midori sketch pad with just heads, action lines, and life drawing. You know, just keep sharpening my skills and try to push myself to get better and better. So, you know, that's, I think, important as an artist, and something that I'll probably keep doing until I can no longer hold a pencil in my arthritic-ridden hand. So, I also went back and started, I started reorganizing stuff on Rollerbard. I want to get back onto that train as soon as possible, because I'd really like to finish out the story. So yeah, I've been going back over. I've got all my sticky notes on the wall. I'm going to be taking down some, putting up new ones, and kind of reorganizing everything. Because, you know, the story in my head has transformed. The overarching story that I have is all still there, but, you know, just details and little backstory bits that I've kind of worked out to kind of seed new adventures, possibly, and, you know, just build out the world. My idea with this is just kind of build the world as I go. So, I've got some fun ideas I've been hashing out, you guys should be seeing some of that work, or some of the behind-the-scenes stuff popping up on my Patreon pretty soon. So, I plan to share as much of that process as possible, since it's my own creation, and nobody else's, and I don't have to worry about NDAs or anything like that. So, that's kind of where I'm at with my update on what I've been working on, and it's been good. We're just rolling right along through 2021. We're over halfway there. We're over halfway through, and it's already been a better year. you know, things are looking up, so I'm remaining optimistic about everything. And me and Finn, we've been having fun. Finn, you know, is he's developing into a pretty adventurous little human being, which is awesome. So it's been a lot of fun just watching him develop as I've been working on these projects. So yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about my updates on projects and shit. All right, let's get to some Q&As. Sorry if this sounds a little different. I'm standing at my desk. I got to look at the screenshot I saved on my phone while I'm recording on my desktop, which I normally record on my computer. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I put out a Q&A on Instagram the other day and got a couple of good questions in here. So let's start it off. Tom Elgie on Instagram asked, any specific exercises / drawing prompts that you go to break up art block? That's a good question. I have a couple. I've been doing, most recently, I've been doing a couple of head exercises. Yeah, you've been there. You've watched some of them, haven't you? So basically what I'll do is I'll pull up Sketchfab on either my desktop or on my phone or something like that. And I search the Asaro head, that's A-S-A-R-O head. And it's kind of like a low poly head that breaks the human head into planes. And I'll just kind of move it into a random position, give myself 30 seconds. So you set it on a timer or whatever you wanna do to keep your 30 seconds. You can just kind of keep it, keep an eye on a clock or something, whatever. And then just draw the heads and the planes on the face. Give yourself only 30 seconds and fill up a page of heads like that. That's one way to do it. The idea is just to kind of get used to drawing a head shape in different angles and things like that. Another exercise I like to do to kind of just get me out of whatever funk is straight up just doodling in a page. It can be whatever. If you're having trouble getting to the piece of paper with a pencil, one thing I like to suggest is to just draw something small every day. Even if it's just a like a smiley face on a piece of paper or a napkin or something, just get in the act of drawing, picking up a pencil, even if you're not feeling inspired, and just making a couple marks and a couple scratches. And that kind of helps break up some of that minutia. Like you start off small, you know, maybe do just like a little smiley face one day, and then the next day you draw a friend for that little smiley face, and he might be a little more detailed, and so on and so forth. And finally, oh, this guy is feeling it. and finally, we still got a couple questions to go through. You mind? Is that cool? Yeah, that's cool. All right. He said that'll be all right. Finally, one last little exercise that I like to do is I go onto this website called lineofaction.com, I think. And basically, it's like a digital life drawing class. You set the parameters, like what kind of models you want, clothed models, unclothed models, adults, females, males, whatever your preference might be. And then you can choose either the class setting or just a set timer, 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, however. And it's kind of the same thing as the Asaro head, but just with the full figure. So it's really helpful. They have like little third free, and this is all free, by the way, which is the best part. They have like little 30-minute exercises that take you through little chunks. It's like, okay, at first they're going to flash like 10 figures at you for 30 seconds each, and you're just supposed to get the gesture drawings in, line of action, blah, 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 all that. And then they move it up incrementally. It's like, now you have a minute, now you have 5 minutes, and shorter, or, you know, longer and longer time. So that's a real good way to warm up and just kind of break up the art block. Again, the idea is not to make something look pretty on the page. It's just to get the hand drawing and get the muscle memory going and flowing. So thanks for your question. On to the next one. We got our friend on Instagram and fellow CrapCon member, Dean Asher. He asked, fave video game enemy? This is tough. I was thinking about this before I started recording these, and I can't
nail down one specific video game enemy that I'm like, I like this guy the most. But there are a couple of standout memories that came to the front of my mind when I started pondering this. And one that kind of came to the front of my head was in the original God of War, the Leviathan. I think it was even on the demo, but the Leviathan at the beginning, kind of like taunting you throughout as you made your way through the level, and then finally the big fight at the end was really cool. So that was a fun like video game enemy encounter. But as far as like classic things like that, Goombas are great. They're super easy to draw, and everybody knows pretty much what they are at this point. They're a classic little enemy to throw in there. They don't take much to beat. You just jump on them, but if you're not careful, they can gang up on you. They're kind of like zombies, but mushrooms. What's another good one? The little... he's got a favorite one. His favorite enemy on video games is any... The light that is flashing on the front of the Xbox. And he vanquishes it by pressing it while Dad is in the middle of an online game, which is always the best. You're a pal. You're a pal. The other guy that kind of stands out in my head are the, I can't remember what they're called, but the little guys in Halo. They're like all over the place. They got the little shells. They're kind of goofy. I like it. Like you can kind of like sneak up on them and you can see them all just being kind of, just dumb things. That are super easy to kill, but they're also they're a lot of fun to send flying with a sticky grenade and things like that. So, gosh, what are those called? I can't even think. I think they're just grunts or something like that. But anyway, I don't have just one. I have several, and they all stick out. But again, I think the one that like really is coming to the front of my mind for some reason right now is that original God of War really made an impression on me, the Leviathan. So thanks for your question, D. Nasher. Let's see, one more question here we have from our friend on Instagram, aka Arbel420. Sorry if I mispronounced that. What's your favorite classic character design? That's a good question. Like, character design as far as, like... art? I'm assuming you mean from an art sense, like designing characters. Without a doubt, hands down, it's got to be Samus Aran. Maybe not in the first game because she wasn't as clearly defined with her armor, but in the sequel for the Game Boy, Metroid 2, they really defined what her outfit looked like, and I remember just staring at it for hours, like, this is the coolest freaking spacesuit I've ever seen. And I think I'd even seen some Mobius designs at that point, and it surpassed that in my mind as a child. So, easily it's got to be Samus Aran in her space suit, not necessarily the Zero suit Samus. I'm one of those people that's in the boat. Like, why did you sexualize Samus Aran and take her out of the suit and just make her the scantily clad blonde lady? But that tends to happen with female Japanese characters, so I'm not upset by it, but at the same time, I feel like it was unnecessary. I feel like she's pretty cool. Someone like the actress that played Brianna Tarth, that's kind of more of what I had in my head of what Samus was like. But anyway, just a more masculine female as opposed to, this... just really athletic. Either way, it doesn't matter. Samus is still a great design. This guy is getting a little out of control here. He's definitely needing some attention. So I'm going to hop off the questions and answers. I appreciate you guys sending in your questions. I hope I answered some of the questions there to the best of my ability to your satisfaction. So till next time, I'll talk to you.
Oh. Oh, time for the Game Corner! That's a new segment that is exclusive to this episode about the video games that I've been currently enthralled with. So, first and foremost, I started playing this game called Knockout City. Ask anybody in the CrabCon, I've been kind of going a little nuts about this game, and nobody will play with me in this game. It sucks, but anyway, so here's what it is. It is a dodgeball deathmatch game. So essentially, it's two teams go up against each other, usually 3-on-3, and you have to throw dodgeballs at each other. You get hit by a dodgeball twice, your team gets a point, and you have to respawn. It's that simple. They have like different kind of dodgeballs. Some of them are like multi-ball, so you can throw a bunch of balls in succession. They have a sniper ball, so you can snipe people out from all the way across the map. They have different balls, like a jail ball that like forces your character to turn into a ball, and you can't run around or anything like that. You can just roll. All these kind of things. It's very simple gameplay. Very easy to understand, pick up, and play, but very hard to master. There's no aiming or anything like that. It is all just auto-lock, throw the ball at somebody, curveball, lob. Yeah, he's going to sing to you. There's a curveball, a lob, or just straightforward. You can charge up your ball and throw it fast. You can throw it slow. It's just... like, I don't know, it's a simple dodgeball game. It's very refreshing from the shoot-em-up, beat-em-up games that we've been playing a lot, and not that I have anything against those. I love the shoot-em-up and beat-em-ups. are they even called that anymore? First-person shooters and action RPGs. How about that? That's a little more eloquent than my grandpa lingo. Shoot-em-up and beat-em-up games! So, The game is fun, it's addicting, and I've been playing the crap out of it since it came out. It had like a free trial on it, and I think it's available on Xbox Game Pass, but the game was only like 15, 20 bucks or something like that, so I was like, hey, good job, developers. You made a game that actually is holding my attention for more than 2 hours. So, easy to hop in, play a game, play a match or two, in under 10 minutes, and that's the kind of stuff I like, because I can't really dedicate hours of playing a video game anymore. I only late at night, but usually by then I'm so tired, I'm ineffective as a gamer. So that game is highly recommended. Check it out, Knockout City. I think it's on Xbox, PC, and I think that's it. I don't know what else it's on, but very fun game. After that, Biomutant. I've been playing that game. It's pretty straightforward, kind of Zelda-like, kind of open-world action RPG. The game is fun. Mechanically, it plays fine. It pretty much has whatever you want in an action RPG. You can customize your character. You can build them from the ground up. They have a very fun character creation system based on DNA and genetic mutation, and it's a little restrictive at first, like to the kind of character you can make, because how they look and function dictates the stats and abilities that they are able to gain from you know, said mutation or you know, thing like that. So, but you can find pools throughout the world that you can change the look of your character to pretty much whatever you want. It has some fun characters in it. It's an interesting idea where none of the characters speak English. It's all gibberish, and you have this little cricket automaton that narrates everything for you. It's pretty fun. It has an interesting story. The game is made by a small game development company in Sweden, I think. It's made by like six people, something like that. But I'll be honest, it could be a little more polished. it was a full $60 priced game, and I honestly was expecting a little more. The game had a lot of hype for a few years, and yeah, I mean, it's fine. I would wait till it's on discount before I would pick it up. That's my rating on that one. Good game, solid game. You can put several hours into it and play through a pretty fun and involved story, but it's been done before. Wait till it's on sale and try not to spend more than 30 bucks on it. How about that? What else have I been playing? That's pretty much it. In between, you know, just random retro games here and there. My son has been really interested in the Game Boys, my old school gray brick Game Boys. Not so much in playing them and as much as chewing on them and drooling into the electronics, but he really is drawn to them every single time, so that's exciting. But yeah, that has been the Nobby Woods Game Corner section, specifically for just this single one instance in this episode of the Nobcast. So I hope you enjoyed it. Beep, 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 beep. That's a newsreel sound effect clip. Yeah. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the Nobcast. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and get the plugs out of the way. You can find me over on the socials, over on Instagram and TikTok at The Nobby Wood. You can also find me on Patreon over at The Nobby Wood Tower. Guys, until next time, I'll see you around. Get out there, make art, and play games.